This week, you are taking a ride with Tim from SkiRex Media north on I-91 to today's ski destination. Yes, it's another solo episode. We're doing it from the car this week on the SkiRex Media podcast. How we doing, everybody? I am, of course, Tim from SkiRex Media, coming at you from the Timboggan version 2.0. Yes, the Timboggan is the name of my car. I don't name many things, but my car is the Timboggan. It just worked out. And my last Hyundai was also the Timboggan. That was Timboggan 1. This is Timboggan 2. So, it's still the same car I've had for 10 years. My other Hyundai was many, many years ago. But anyway, not the point. This week, we're driving north. I'm heading to Attitash right now, and I'm on I-91 north in Vermont until I cross into New Hampshire, obviously. Won't be doing that till exit 18, so I got a few minutes. I have a few minutes. So I am going to talk to you instead of talking to myself. First and foremost, let's talk about Whaleback Mountain. Now, I'm not going there. I'm going a complete opposite direction, but that doesn't mean I don't love Whaleback Mountain, and I think you should love it too. Whaleback Mountain is on a completely different interstate, I-89 in Enfield, New Hampshire, right off of exit 16. Believe me, if you're on I-89, you can't miss Whaleback. It is right there. It is right off the highway. You could spit over the guardrail and hit someone's windshield in the parking lot. One of the easiest places to get to in the world if you like skiing and snowboarding and snow sports. They have everything you could want in a small package. Whaleback Mountain is small, but they have groomed runs if you want groomed runs. They have natural runs if you want natural runs. They have uphill travel. If you want to get those uphill laps in, you can go to Whaleback. In fact, you can use your uphill New England pass. For downhill, is there a pass? Of course there's a pass. 2 days on the Indy Pass. If you are an Indy Pass holder, you have 2 days waiting for you at Whaleback Mountain. Whaleback Mountain is awesome. It's my home mountain. You know I do a couple nights a week as a lifty there. I love it. It's a lot of fun. People rarely say anything bad about the place, if ever. If ever. I don't ever hear anything bad. I talk to people on the lifts and I say, hey, you having a good time? And they say, of course. Whaleback Mountain is awesome. Get out there, check it out while you can, when you can. Believe me, it's already March. We're already into the second week of March, so the season's going to come to a close shortly. But if there's still time, get out there, check it out. Whaleback Mountain, ski it to believe it. Also, before your ski season ends, or if you're going to continue inside, or if you're going to go to the Southern Hemisphere and check out skiing, whatever you're going to do to keep skiing throughout the year, you're going to want to be wearing a pair of Embrace snow sports leggings. Embrace, imbrace.com. Go to embrace.com and you can see the snow sports leggings that I have been trying out, testing, and having a great time with all season long. They are compression leggings. They are designed by four-time Olympic skier Shemi Alcott from the British ski team. Yes, a pro skier helped design these. Four men, four women, features for both. They're wonderful and they are compression through and through. It's like wearing built-in knee braces. And as skiers and snowboarders, these are a big deal. There's compression through the hips. They have features for your back. They have features for your front. They're boot cut, so they're not jamming up your boots. They are wonderful. I love mine. I don't even like to take them off. At the end of the day, I'd almost rather leave them on, but that's when I switched to my Dynamic Plus leggings, also from Embrace, which are equally as awesome. Bonus, if you head to embrace.com and you use the code SKIREX10, SKIREX10, you get 10% off your pair of leggings or your order if you order something else from the Embrace website. Check it out. Link is in the description. That way you don't have to memorize it and you don't have to write it down. And if you're driving like I am right now, you don't want to look at your phone or anything anyway. Right? Right. Embrace.com, the Embrace Snow Sports leggings. Try them out. You'll love them. I do. Use the code SKIREX10, SKIREX10. So as I make this drive north on I-91, which has a little bit of ice on it, I've seen a few things that aren't just black ice, that is straight up ice. Could not believe it, but I'm just cruising along. I'm even doing the speed limit. I have set my cruise control on 65 miles an hour, and I'm just meandering up the old highway, making my way up to Attitash, or Attitash Bear Peak, as I swear it was called back in the 90s. And we're gonna get into that part of this here in a little bit, but as I drive, now let's get this out of the way so you know. This year, if you've been following SKIREX Media, if you're new to SKIREX Media, welcome. Thank you for being here. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I know that one of my Lifty co-workers has just jumped on the old podcast fandom. Actually, a couple of them have, but one in particular just told me she did after the other one. So there's a couple of people at Whaleback now a handful of people who, you know, I'm not even sure how many people at Whaleback actually listen to the podcast now. I'm getting like famous over there. So shout out to my friends and co-workers at Whaleback again, who listen to the podcast. And if they don't, you know, we have a lot of fun over there. Very friendly work environment. It is great. But if you are new, please follow SKIREX Media on social media, Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn even. You can check that out. You can also go to SKIREXmedia.com. There you'll find links to my voicemail so you can connect with SKIREX Media. Leave me a voicemail. Ask me a question. I'd love to do a Q&A episode. I think it'd be fun. Leave me a comment, a concern, a query. You can shout out your friends. You can shout out your friends' birthdays. You can shout out your spouse's anniversary. Whatever it is, just let me know and we'll take care of it on the old podcast here. We'll address it. It'll be a lot of fun. I like the fan interaction too. Plus at SKIREX Media, you can get links to Patreon. Head over to Patreon, paid tiers starting at $1, which gets you an ad-free version of this program and gets it you the program on Sunday. You don't have to wait until Wednesday. You get it early, you get it ad-free. Plus there's some other stuff going on. Go ahead and check that out over there. You could go to the merch shop. The cool beanie, the cool SKIREX Media beanie, brand new in the merch shop this season. People love it. People really enjoy it, think it's cool. Sold a few of them, and a couple of them ended up going into a raffle down at Pat's Peak for one of the junior championship races. How cool is that? So there's going to be a couple racer kids riding around with a SKIREX Media beanie. How awesome is that? I think that's great. So, new people. There's all your information. Also, links are in the description, so check that out. People who have been around for a bit, you know that I have been riding with the Epic Pass this season. We're shouting out the Epic Pass today. I traded an Epic Pass for me. That's right. They gave me an Epic Pass just to be me. How great is that? And, of course, those are the New Hampshire Epics mostly, though I did visit Stowe and Okemo. We're doing New Hampshire Epics, so that's Attitash, that's Crotchet Mountain, that's Mount Sunapee, and that's Wildcat. And I've done Mount Sunapee, and I've done Crotchet, and I love Crotchet Mountain a lot. That place is quickly becoming one of my favorites. I really do enjoy that place. But today we're taking the long drive, the 2-hour drive up to Attitash, because I've never been there, and it has been on my list of mountains to visit since the 90s. Yes, in the 90s, I worked at Mount Snow through high school. That was my high school job, working at Mount Snow. A lot of fun there. At that time, Mount Snow was owned for part of that time by the American Skiing Company, if you remember that. If you're too young to remember that, that's okay too. Ask an adult, it's fine. The American Skiing Company, so it was on our pass. But back in the day, we were either at Haystack, the now Hermitage Club. We were either at Haystack, Mount Snow, because we worked there, or we'd shoot up to Killington, just because that's what we did. They were the easiest, most accessible ones for us where we lived, where we worked. That's what we did. But the idea of going to Attitash was always there. We would have loved to visit all the East Coast ones. You know, back, remember, Mega Passes weren't as big a deal back then. In fact, the American Skiing Company Pass might have been the first Mega Pass as we know them today. It might have been the pioneer or one of the pioneers. That I don't remember offhand. But it was a thing. I even had all of the trail maps because we had access to all the trail maps. I had all of them pinned to my wall. They were posters on my wall in my bedroom in the house we lived in when I was in high school. And I was like, I'm going to go to Attitash Bear Peak. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. And since the 90s, I have had it on the list. And finally today, in 2024, we're pushing, gosh, 25 plus years, I've had it on the list. And I'm finally making my way up to Attitash Bear Peak, Attitash Mountain Resort, as it is known today. And someone correct me. I know there's plenty of ski mountain historians out there. There's plenty. I've talked to many. I don't remember how many listen to the podcast, but if you do, please correct me. Wasn't it known as Attitash Bear Peak back in the day? I swear it was. I also swear to goodness, and of course I can look all this stuff up myself, but why do that? I can't right now. I'm in the car anyway, right? Right. I swear there was a chairlift that went from side to side, went across from Attitash to Bear Peak or Bear Peak to Attitash, depending on whether you were going east or west or east, whatever it is. I swear that lift used to exist, and I'm going to explore that today too. That should be an interesting one for you people. This will be coming out on Wednesday the 8th. I'm here on March 1st, so you'll see stuff, or you would have seen stuff, on my socials about visiting Attitash. Absolutely, you've seen stuff on my socials about visiting Attitash, and now you're hearing about my trip up to Attitash. It's backwards. It's almost time travel, but we don't do time travel on Ski Rex Media because time travel stinks, and it shouldn't be used as a story device ever again. It's been ruined. Don't use it anymore, please, writers of America and the world. Now, as I drive to Attitash, never having been there, I do have a recommendation for a trail. Brother Tully out there in New Hampshire. Tully, he's banged up and out of commission for this season. He's broken. So he's not getting out, which is kind of a bummer. It's one of the reasons I was very happy to be able to get out to like Attitash and Wildcat, because I don't get to ski with Tully much. I've only been able to get out with him once, you know, up at J Peak. You know, when you got some space between you, sometimes it's hard to, you know, go ahead and get ski play dates done, you know, especially as adults. Me being Ski Rex Media, I can't always be where my friends are. You know, I've had a few people. You know, I got to ski with Scooter this year. That was good. I got to ski with Brian from Instagram. That was good. Brian, who's been on the podcast, as has Scooter. You know, I got to get a couple of them. But I have coworkers, friends, Ski Rex Media fans and friends, Ski Rex Media fans, who have said, Tim, let's get some runs. And we're try. And, you know, you don't always get it done. But there's always next year, we hope. And one of the things that keeps us from not getting together... Wow, how far into this episode are we? And I'm just now getting to the point. Awesome. One of the things that keeps us from getting together as skiers, snowboarders, and everything in between is the weather. Is the weather. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today on my way to Attitash. It is 15 degrees according to my car's dashboard. 15 degrees. Earlier this week, it was near 60 degrees. The weather is going, it's a war. It's an absolute war. It is a war between winter and spring for seasonal supremacy. And they are firing hard on each other. It is violent, brutal battle between spring and winter, and they are fighting it out hard in February and March. They are just going back and forth, swinging and taking no prisoners. It is something to behold. But the son of a gun is that spring right now has the upper hand. Spring right now has the upper hand. Conditions have not been great everywhere. Some places are great, some aren't. Right now, as I'm on Interstate 91, I'm about to pass exit 15. there is no snow. Well, there's little bits of snow where it was plowed up in people's driveways, shoveled up on the side of driveways, plowed up on the road, but there's no snow. It's all grass. It's all grass. Luckily, there's some sun. It's cloudy today. There's some sun. There's some blue skies kicking around. But for the most part, it's cloudy. There's no snow on the ground. I'm heading north to find snow. But at least it's freezing cold, and it's not the 60 degrees that it was the other day, and even a little rainy. Even a little rainy, my friends. It's been something else this winter. This winter has been bogus. I haven't gotten out as much as I want to, which isn't just the weather. That's my own scheduling and trying to get things done and taking on too much work, not just for Ski Rex Media, but at home. Try to get everything done and not always doing it successfully. The weather, as I was saying, has been bonkers, and it's a bummer. And I'm sure you're feeling it too. Everybody says that. Most people are trying to be positive about it, myself included. At least I'm still getting out there. At least we're still doing it. There's places that have been able to make snow. There's places that are in different parts of the states that get, you know, sometimes when it's raining, as long as the temperature's right, we still get snow in some places that are just awesome. Shoot, even the weather between where I live in Vermont, White River Junction, and where Whaleback Mountain is, it could be dripping rain by my house. I drive 15 minutes, you know, almost a direct straight shot to Whaleback, and it's snowing at Whaleback. It's very odd, but it's been a bummer of a winter. It really has for many places. I think out in the West right now, they're getting a bit of a reprieve from the crummy weather. They're getting some good stuff going out there. So shout out to them, that's great. But here in New England, we're getting a bit of a beating. And there's already smaller places calling it quits for the season, man. Already smaller places calling it quits. Storrs Hill, a tiny little place in Lebanon, New Hampshire. They're calling it quits after this weekend. So when you hear this, Storrs Hill is closed. There's a couple other places throughout New England and upstate New York that I've seen that are closing down already. And they're smaller, so we get it. We understand. If winter doesn't pan out, there's only so much you can do. The thing that stinks is that winter didn't pan out. And it's a bummer. But again, that's what I was talking about. Sorry about that, everybody. Tim and his tangents. What are you going to do? I try. I work so hard to get over that and not do that. But with the bummer winter, people are still remaining positive, myself included. I'm going to go out, I'm going to find snow, I'm going to ski, and as much as I can before the season is finally, the outside season, the outside part of the New England season, is finally put to rest for the season, for the end, for spring, summer, for late spring, summer, and fall. I'm going to get out there, I'm going to have a good time. People are out there having good times, you know, so that's good. There's still plenty of smiles. There's still plenty of happiness on the internet, which is not something you see often on the internet and social media, is happiness and positivity. But the weather has been crummy. And, you know, it's not the worst I've ever seen. You know, back when I was a kid, we saw some crummy winters too. What it is, I don't know. Not a weather guy. I can't even for a second dive in on it. You know, I've been, you know, when the weather's bad like this in the industry, you get into the climate change debate. Now, I get suckered in by that a lot because I love a good debate. I love a bad debate. I just like debating. I have a good time with debating. I see debating like chess, and I'm not a great chess player, oddly enough, but I am a decent debater. I can change people's minds, and I can even defend topics I don't agree with, or points of view that I don't agree with of topics, because I like debating. I like the art of debate. It's a lot of fun for me. But when you're in the industry, you know, when you're in the ski industry, the snow sports industry, and you have a crummy winter these days, it's now a climate change debate. And I can't, here's my problem with it. Here's my problem with climate change. As I debate it, I can't debate the actual science of it, because I'm not a scientist. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not a climatologist. I'm not anybody who would know these things. What I am, however, is someone who has to rely, like anybody else, on the media to present to me the facts, the news, the honest truth. Media sucks, dude. It's bad. There is so much bias in media. I have no idea what the hell is going on most days. I really don't. How awful is that? I can read the news, even in other parts of the news. You know, you got your general current events. It's biased one way or the other. There's like six different directions. People talk about like left and right leading media. And it's like, dude, it's not just left and right. It's straight, forward, backwards, up, down, diagonals. You know, it's like the movements on a chessboard. I have seen media that leans like a knight's movement. Two up, one over. What does that even mean? I don't even know, dude. So when it gets into climate change, I can only say that, you know, obviously I look around, we have a crummy winter. And we've had some crummy winters in the last bunch of years. We've had some amazing winters in the last bunch of years. You know, so what is it? I don't know. I just know what I'm told, and what I'm told isn't very, you know, the problem with science these days, it's very arrogant. There's no such thing as theory anymore, I don't think. You know, you hear it in a lot, especially famous scientists. Like, scientists are famous now. Physicists, meteorologists, medical scientists. They get famous, dude. So, and with fame can come arrogance. Doesn't always happen. So now we have stuff that is presented that if it's theory, it's presented as fact. Or something similar to that. Maybe there is some fact, but it's dishonestly, you know, I say it a lot when I can spit it out without stuttering. We've all heard the saying, there's some truth in that. There's some truth in that. There is. But the thing is, I don't want truth. We can put some truth in anything. I want honesty. That's all I want. So when it comes to the climate change news, the climate change science, because of the way in which it is presented, with bias in the media, arrogance by the scientists, I have no idea. I have absolutely zero idea what is actually going on. And, you know, I still try. I do my best. My car's carbon emissions are very low. I get very good gas mileage. I try not to use a ton of electricity. I try to, you know, be as good of an environmentalist as I can. You know, I do my best. And I do better than most. I live in a very environmentally friendly country, the US. We do very well here. I would love to have an electric car. That's not really, though, if I'm being honest, for the environment. I just think they're cool. I would love to try and build one myself, wire up the batteries and the motors and everything. I think that'd be a lot of fun as a project car. But when it comes down to it, like I say about the weather, anyway, if I want to know the weather, I'll look outside. I'll look out my window. Because even meteorologists, I think, blow it a lot now, more than they did back in the 80s and 90s, man. It's the 21st century. We have 21st century technology, and we can't even get... I don't even think they're hitting on the majority sometimes. Like, they try to get too specific, I think it is. Just tell us, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? Is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be cloudy? Don't go into it beyond that. And again, we're now talking celebrity status and biased media. It's a shame. It's a shame. It really is. You'll hear me talk about it. I don't think that Ski Rex Media is biased media. I don't lean one way or the other. And don't refer to me as a centrist either. Just don't do it. Because I'm not. I'm just a realist. I'm just out here watching things go by, man, and telling you what I see. That's it. The best I can do in debate a lot of the times is debate the topic from the points that I know. And debate it from that point. How is that information presented to the public, to us? How is it presented? That's my thing. Like, I can't be part of the, you know, the environmental groups, some that work within the ski industry that seem to work more as left-leaning political activist groups. Like, keep that stuff out of the environment, man. Like, if there's a climate change issue and we can repair it, let's do it. Or is it going to repair itself? Mother Nature is 100% the most destructive, beautiful force in the universe. We can't top that as a human, as humans. So should we bother it? Should we leave it alone? Have we bothered it? I have no clue. I have no clue because of the way in which it was presented. So are we dealing with climate change with the crazy weather? I don't know. Is it just a crummy winter? I don't know. I know it is a crummy winter. I just can't tell you why. I know that as I head further north, however, here in the car, it is now 14 degrees as I head north on I-91. I think I'm in between exit 16 and 17. I stopped paying attention to the exits as I was talking to you all, having a little fun. I am at mile marker 103.4. So if you want to look it up on a map, you can see where I am. Follow along, my friends. And I hope I didn't bum you out with that. I usually don't get into that kind of stuff on the podcast here. But I just wanted to tell you, the short version is, I have no idea. So if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. I know this, I know that, but in the end, I'm in the middle saying, what do you want from me? I don't know. I don't know nothing. I'm not a scientist. I just know what I see. So there you go. But with that, sometimes we have to head out. If our local area does not have the snow, we have to go find it. And that's where I'm going today, Attitash. Like I said, 30 years in the making almost. Heading up, heading through Crawford Notch to get there. And I'm going to be by myself, because this was kind of impromptu. With the Epic Pass deal, I have to visit those mountains every so often. I have to visit one of the mountains at least once a month. And I've been getting two. I've been going to Mount Sunapee at Crotchet. They're the easiest ones for me to get to. Attitash and Wildcat, they're a little further north. They're a little further out of the way. As we say here in New England, you can't get there from here. And you can, of course, obviously, but it is not a direct route. Yes, I am on the interstate now, but that's just going straight north. I still have to go across New Hampshire on side roads. Well, part of it will be on I-93, but there's not a lot of interstate travel between here and there. There's not a lot of direct routes between here and there. So it takes a little while to get there, but that's part of the fun, in my opinion. That's why I like having an Epic Pass in New England and in the Northeast. That's why I love my Indy Pass as well. Shout out to the Indy Pass. That is a meanderer's pass. Travel around, drive around. I love driving around. I do. Here I go, talking about being an environmentalist with a car that gets great gas mileage and low carbon emissions. And here I'm out using it, you know? So, but I am using it. I'm out there. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to lie about it. I am out there and I try to drive around as much as I can. And of course, I love going to Whaleback right up the road from my house. I go there more than anywhere else. But, and that's not just because I worked there. I would go there anyway. The year I didn't work there and had my pass. I've had a pass at Whaleback 3 years in a row, but the first one was one that I bought. I didn't work there. I bought my pass there. So I was there a lot anyway, having a lot of fun. I worked with them anyway, with Ski Rex Media, not working for them as Lifty, but as Ski Rex Media partner, our little partnership that we do there. And, you know, I like going there too. But I like to meander out, and that's what we're doing today. You are with me in the car, and at this point, I should apologize if you hear any background noise. I have my heater turned down so it's quiet in the 14-degree weather, but there's a lot of road noise. I have studded snow tires on my car, so you might hear some of the road noise in the background. They're not the quietest tires in the world, but they'll get me through the ice and snow pretty well, I would say. Tip from me, make sure you have your tires, your snow tires, your studded snow tires, your chains. Go to your local shop, say, this is the environment we live in, what'll work the best, and they will tell you, of course, you put the safest tires that you can put on your car. Right? Right. We're traveling to Attitash on snow tires, which is why I bring it up. In the grass. It's still grass, too. Like, as I go further north, there's little pockets of snow here and there, but it's still grass. And I've lived up here, too, in the Northeast Kingdom. I lived in St. Johnsbury for a little while at the turn of the century. And, you know, they have winter up there, too, and this year they're just not. I'm trying to get past it. and just talk to you about skiing. All right, we're gonna do that. So, as I was saying, back when I got distracted, our boy Tully out there on that side of New Hampshire said, I should look for a trail called Moat. It's one of his favorites. I looked it up. I know how to get to it off the one quad chair that I now can't remember. Flying something. Pardon me, Adatash. That's my memory. I can barely remember trails. I can barely remember the map at Whaleback, and I see it every day. I can't remember all the trails from all the places that I visit. I can't remember all the lift names. Some I can, because they stick with you. The Terrain Park at Crotchet Mountain, NCC 1701. That's a Star Trek reference. That's the number on the Enterprise. So I remember that. I also know that their main quad is called the Crotchet Rocket, which is awesome. That I'm looking at right now is a bald eagle, my friends. That's pretty cool. Good size one. We do have bald eagles up here. That one, he or she is out hunting, looking for mouses and things. And that's another reason to come to New England and ski. We have quite the plethora of wildlife here. I saw a mouse over at, where was I? Sunapee. No, wasn't at Sunapee. Where was I? I was at Crotchet Mountain. And I saw a mouse hanging out, foraging, which is another sign of the weather. If they're up on the snow foraging, spring's probably right around the bend, and it kind of is. So the weather's a bummer. This episode is such a bummer. It is such a bummer, man. I have to schedule some new interviews. And I am. I am going to schedule some new interviews. I'm working on some now. Just like ski dates, sometimes getting dates to, get everybody on the podcast recorded, because a lot of it's remote. Gotta do it from a distance online. So I'm working on that, so you don't have to deal with me rambling through bald eagles and on the road. So with that, I guess we'll call it at about a half hour. What do you say, guys? Let me know, because I'm still out here doing it. That's really the point I want to get to. I'm out here driving. I'm out here heading to the mountains. I'm gonna go find snow. I know it's out there. I just have to go get it. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm having a good time doing it, and I'm having a good time talking to you in the car doing it, and it's wonderful, and we're all going to have a good time anyway. Shout out to Adatash, which I will be in about an hour. I'm still an hour or so away. Actually, about an hour and a half, but it's going to be a good time, and stay tuned to the Ski Rex Media Podcast for happier episodes where we talk about skiing and snowboarding and not the crummy weather, and we talk about our friends skiing and snowboarding, and we're out there doing it and looking at the animals and everything else. Right, get out there and take that road trip if you can. I know you can. I really do. In fact, let's go do a little bit more of a bummer. Yeah, I can get out there and go looking for snow, because it's really not that far. It's a 2-hour drive. I've driven further for skiing. When I lived in New Jersey, I drove 3 hours to ski. Mostly. I could have driven less and gone to Mountain Creek, but I never went to Mountain Creek when I lived in New Jersey. So I ended up going up to the Catskills, another epic, or now epic pass mountain, Hunter Mountain. And I was also out in the Poconos quite a bit, and skiing through Pennsylvania. So that was 3 hours from where I lived in New Jersey. Absolutely. So I don't mind driving. I hope you don't mind driving too. I'm kind of glad you joined me on this run. We could do this bit again, I think. As I get more into it, I bet you it would be a better episode. But I do hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you for listening, as always. Come back next week for another brand new episode. It should be a good one. The interviews are going to start again, so if you prefer the interviews, we'll do more interviews. Plus, with spring and summer and fall coming, I'm looking for fan interaction. I'm looking for fan help. What would you like to see me cover in the off season, or at least the outside off season here in New England? I have some things in mind. I'm gonna be doing some stuff. Usual stuff, couple new things, sure. But if there's something you'd like covered on Ski Rex Media, let me know. You can leave me a DM on social media, Instagram, X, Facebook, send me a message that way. Even LinkedIn, you can send me a message that way. You can send me an email at contact. The email address is contact@skirexmedia.com. Send me an email with your questions, concerns, or things you'd like to see on the Ski Rex Media we're in the Ski Rex Media world, not just on the podcast, on Ski Rex Media social media. Whatever you'd like to see during the off season on Ski Rex Media, let me know that way as well. Email, DM, or the SpeakPipe voicemail. SpeakPipe.com/SkiRexMedia or go to SkiRexMedia.com to find the link and you can leave me a voicemail and tell me anything you want, including what you'd like to see done on Ski Rex Media through the off season. And then once we get through that, it's Snowbound Expo time again, and that means we're gonna be right back into it. Right. Thank you for joining me this one again. It was a little bit of a bummer, but I'm on my way to have some fun. Go back a week in my social media to see if I did have that fun at Attash Bear Peak. And I will see you out there, my friends. Have a good one. Have a good finish up to your season, man. Later.